This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Thursday night edition, and in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Conan, you have something that you wanted to talk about last week that we never got to, so, you know, because I like you, I'm going to let you start the show.
Oh, thanks, Daryl. Thanks for letting me start the show.
Give a little story. From a website that I do not go to because it's a clickbaity website.
And very clicky,
I do not want to give the person the hits on their website, and I would prefer not to say the name of the website, but the title of the article is...
5 Reasons Why I Am Not an Anarchist.
Okay.
And I think this is this goes right along with some of the so-called libertarians that are coming out these days who espouse to be libertarian, but then they have some serious problems with, say, the non-aggression principle and what do we do about property rights and foreign nations that might want to drop nukes on us. So I thought it'd be interesting if we went through the list. There's 5 of them. They're very clicky. Should I say the website?
Please don't.
What does it rhyme with?
It's the libertarianrepublic.com.
The schmibitarian.
The schmibitarian. But I thought it'd be neat to go through the list and maybe try to debunk the reasons that they're coming up with.
Sure.
I mean, this because these are regular topics that come out that we have to deal with. Like, it is not just who's going to build the roads, but there are bigger problems, like who's going to defend us against Kim Jong-un.
Fair enough.
But
I like it.
Number one on the list, rights and guarantees.
Read it correctly. It says rights
are guarantees.
Guaranteed.
That's what I get for having a microphone in my face. Let me just move this to the side. All right, now I can see the correct title. A right is something that must be provided. Must be provided.
No.
Yeah.
A positive right must be provided. A negative right cannot be legitimately taken away.
Right.
Well, this may be semantics, but I don't think of rights as being something that can be given or taken away. Rights to me, and I tend to think of things as, if they're not natural rights, then there's some decision made by somebody else.
Correct.
So right. When I think of a right, I think of the right of free speech. I have the right to say whatever
the
I
right
want.
The right to live.
I can say whatever I want.
You can say what you want, but no one is obligated to provide you a platform from which to speak.
Absolutely. And that saying whatever I want may result in me getting my ass whooped.
Or getting thrown out of a movement.
Exactly. For example, the right to self-defense is nothing that I'm granted by anybody. It's just something I possess. So that's kind of my stand on the word rights.
Right, and some people would say that education is a right, and it must be provided by someone else.
Well, then I would disagree.
Healthcare is a right, and must be provided by someone else. The right to bear arms. Well, that's that's not what that means. That doesn't mean that you have a right to defend yourself as you see fit. That means that the military can have guns. No, wait a second. If one thing that's a right must be provided by someone else, then everything that's a right must be provided. But I don't believe that either. No, rights are things that cannot legitimately be taken away.
So I guess, debunking a lot of these are going to be determinant on
how you define words.
Correct. Correct.
And whether you think words actually mean what the words mean.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and in some of this, I mean, when we talk about rights, this is one of those areas that I think are, I'll use finger quotes here for those of you at home, founding fathers kind of had the right idea. They were very firm believers in the concept of natural rights and really did try through the Bill of Rights to put some limits on government in how they could ever infringe upon them.
To keep, now, them, the to result, keep them in check for many, many years.
Right.
Until some yahoos with coats on or robes on decided to reinterpret.
We did make it till what, 1802 or 1803 or
point,
something like that?
Point of clarification, Chris. It was not the author of the Constitution that wanted the Bill of Rights. It was the anti-federalist
absolutely
that said, hey, wait a second, there's no recognition of rights in here.
And what do we consider Madison?
A complete a-hole?
Which would you say was more of a federalist or more of an anti-federalist?
Which part of his life? Because he started off as one and ended as the other.
Agreed. But we could get into the history lesson about when he was working on the Bill of Rights and when he was working on the Constitution.
Back to the article. A right is something that must be provided. Any society aimed at protecting natural rights must use some time, use some type of force to guarantee those rights. Any mechanism of force used to guarantee those rights have the same effect as government, no matter what that form may take.
Okay, well, I'll take issue with that. The responsibility to protect my own rights are nobody's responsibility in my mind other than my own.
Right.
And
so you're a government of one. Good job. Who elected you as governor of yourself?
Governor of me.
If there is a natural right to a lawyer if you are accused of a crime, then that right means that there must be resources expended to provide citizens with a defense against the government's accusations. A fully privatized law system would be justice for sale to the highest bidder.
Right.
Citizens without the means to defend themselves could be railroaded into arbitration that works against their interests and for whoever paid the judge.
Okay, so here's where I think that everybody always misses the fact that for millennia, people have volunteered their time, their money to help those that are impoverished. And this whole concept that anarchists or libertarians or anyone would not look at some injustice and say, you know what, we can come up with a way to address this that doesn't involve taxation and theft and force.
Right. There's groups like the American Civil Liberties Union that does a lot of pro bono work for people. There's the American Center for Law and Justice that does a lot of pro bono work for people. There's the Rutherford Institute, the Independence Institute. They both do a lot of pro bono work for people whose rights are being violated.
And let's talk about how well government works. And I don't know if you guys ever talked about this on the air, but I believe it was in South Dakota, that now if you use a public defender, you will be charged $93 an hour because you can't afford an attorney.
And what if you don't have the money to pay that?
We've got we'll pull this article, and it's a good one. But should you fail to pay the $93 per hour for your, because you can't afford an attorney,
attorney. They then charge you 23% interest.
You're charged as a separate crime for failing to pay. Yes, it is atrocious. But we'll
and
Google
the,
that. And
the fee of that is $100 per $93. Well, will they let you sit in jail? If you can't pay, do they force you to go to jail if you can't pay?
This came up in the last couple of weeks. I'll have to pull it up and get
because
some,
here in
some
New
real
Hampshire,
facts.
Here in New Hampshire, they'll let you sit in jail at $50 a day towards the balance of your fines. Although there's legislation going through now that would increase that to $125 per day, so that you would wind up getting more credit towards your fines, and hopefully that goes through, and then people sit in jail less than they otherwise would. Conan, let's get back into this article, and of course, your thoughts are welcome, 855-450-FREE.
For this reason, the Constitution laid out the means for citizens to be protected from unreasonable searches and seizures, cruel or unusual punishments, or from things like double jeopardy. It means that while citizens have the right to defend themselves, they must also be defended if they are too weak to defend themselves. Members of the Arizona militia don't worry about home invasions, but 90-year-old grandmothers in Massachusetts, and I would say pretty much everyone in Massachusetts, might Competitive pricing and private security would be available, but public security for those who can't protect themselves is a natural right if the aim of society is to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. A virtuous society would also hopefully include the unborn in that decision.
Definition. And we will continue with this and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. What do you think? Is our rights guaranteed? Is that reason enough to support a government?
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay, guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit FTLBeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, FTLBeats.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the St. Patty's Day edition. Not that I really care because I not Irish that I know of, and
it smells like someone
radio.
Smells like someone's cooking Irish in this house.
I smell
cabbage maybe and some.
The LRN studio from which the Free Talk Live originates smells like a giant fart because someone is cooking corned beef and cabbage.
Ah. Nothing wrong with that.
There's a pretty good smelling farts there, I have to say.
In the studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Conan, you've been going over an article from a website that I don't want to say the name of, where the title of the story is Five Reasons I'm Not an Anarchist, and we're refuting those reasons. We'll get back into that. But first, your calls. We go to Virgil in Ohio. Virgil, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Daryl and Conan. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. What's on your mind?
That's fantastic. I'm calling about this, and it's disappointing that Ian is not on this evening. Today, the Free State Project issued out a statement about Free Talk Live and Ian Freeman. Have you guys read it by any chance?
Yes.
Yeah, we've discussed our own plans because here we are on Free Talk Live, and we're not invited to Porkfest this year. And what are we going to do with ourselves?
Well, we don't know if we are invited or uninvited, but we know that Ian is not invited.
As co-hosts, we are not invited.
The statement was fairly confusing, too. Does that mean that he's banned, or what does that mean exactly? Do you know?
My understanding is that Ian did seek clarification to the question of what exactly does not invited mean, and as it was relayed to me, not invited means that he will neither be given complimentary tickets, nor will he be allowed to purchase a ticket.
Oh, wow. So he's basically banned.
Yes.
Wow. That's really,
but we don't
really
know if that also applies to other Free Talk Live hosts, if I would be able to purchase a ticket or not. Don't know if Conan would be able to purchase a ticket or not.
It's okay because I've never been a fan of Porkfest starting last year. I wasn't going anyways.
Well, what about Free Talk Live listeners and supporters and sponsors like myself?
You are still allowed to purchase a ticket, as far as I know. You would certainly need to get clarification from the Free State Project
to make sure.
But, you know, I'm relaying stuff as I understand it, and I'm still waiting to find out if I would be able to purchase a ticket and attend. Not that I know if I really want to do so.
And I feel the same way. I'm very, very disappointed about this. I think it's very painful. I mean, you guys, you know, sometimes the Free State Project and Free Talk Live and all of you guys, we're kind of like a big family. And when stuff like this happens, it's very disappointing. And I found this absolutely shocking today. There are plenty of things that I disagree with Ian about and you know, many other people, I'm sure, but to take this to this level, to me, it seems to be petty and hateful, and me and my family, we are probably going to reconsider actually going to Porkfest this year, at least, and I've spoken with several other people, and they feel the same way, and that's just, I mean, Free Talk Live is one of the main reasons I go to these events. You know, without Free Talk Live, I would not be involved with the Free State Project. We would not be in the process of moving to New Hampshire. You know, none of this would happen. So it's extremely disappointed and hurtful to see this happening.
If the Free State Project were a shopping mall, then Free Talk Live would be like the Anchor Store. It would be like the Sears at one end. You know what I mean? Because it has been such a part of it for so very long.
Although now they're trying to make it that standalone Chick-fil-A on the outskirts of the property and saying, that's not part of our property.
Actually, the game arcades were always on the very end for easy access to customers and whatnot. I think Free Talk Live is more like the game arcade that's going out of business because people don't play that no more.
Yeah.
Quotas. Yeah. They don't have the quotas.
Yeah. It's very disappointing. And it seems like, you know, this would not have happened. I mean, in the past, you know, Free Talk Live has been such a huge supporter of the Free State Project and such a major sponsor and outlet for the voices of, you know, of the potential movers. And now that it appears that the move was triggered and Free Talk Live services are no longer needed, it seems like it's just one of these ideas. Someone got an idea of, hey, let's throw Ian under the bus and see what happens. And
I think this is something they've been trying to do for a long time. And now that they've reached the 20,000, they feel that they can, in fact, get away with it without losing what they've gained.
Well, it
will be interesting, like you said, if they lose a lot of Porkfesters this year. They might have to reconsider their actions.
Well, they also lost at least one mover. I know of at least one individual who retracted his signature or his intents to move. So there's that too.
I think, So I come at this from like 50 different angles because I guess I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. When I heard about the Free State Project, I heard about it before I'd ever listened to Free Talk Live or anything like that, but listening to Free Talk Live and LRN is what got me psyched. And that's what, you know, we were at a point in our lives where we could make a move, and we decided that maybe this is the right time and maybe this is the right place, not just because of the Free State Project, but because of New Hampshire. It was more about the state and what it offered. Namely, a couple taxes that we didn't have if we would move up here. So that was really the appeal. Since moving, you know, I've never got my Free State Project secret decoder ring in the mail. Maybe it's still on order or something. I've never got my membership
card. I didn't even know about those.
I've never got my membership card that gets me discounts at every Denny's in the state or whatever the hell I'm supposed to get.
Those things don't... No, what you get is you get the opportunity to live in a place where it snows in the wintertime and there's more freedoms in some respects than there are in other places.
But the Free State Project didn't give me any of that. It didn't do anything for me other than... It was a community.
It's a staging point.
It is a community that I was able to plug into once I got in up here, and we got to meet people right off the bat because we were all participating in the same forums, and it's a very friendly group of people.
And after that, it's all up to you.
After that, anything I've done related to the Free State Project has been a commercial enterprise of Free State Project Inc. or whatever the heck it is, and the board of directors, and that's only, you know, Porkfest and Liberty Forum. Those are things that I can voluntarily decide I want to pay and go to, or I don't want to. But this whole and the whole idea of I'm a Free Stater. Well, I'm not a Free Stater. Like I said, I don't possess a card. I don't do anything. I'm not going to put labels on somebody else because they decided to do one thing or another. And I don't expect to have labels placed on myself. So to me, it's sort of a non-issue. Free State Project, Inc. is an organization. They absolutely have a right to choose who they are going to invite to their events. They can do whatever they want, and they can also accept the consequences of the decisions that they make.
Mm-hmm.
And if that results in fewer people deciding to come up here or fewer people going to their events, then, hey, that's your choice. You did it. So
that's right.
I'm not that hard on them.
Virgil, thank you for the call. And, yeah, well, what do you think on this or anything else? 855-450-FREE.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to ADVAP.com/GCN. That's ADVAP.com/GCN.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs, which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And for about the last month and a half, 2 months, well, for the last year, I've been getting back in shape, but for the last couple of months, I've been using Super Beets. I put it into my smoothies, and I actually can't taste anything. Mark, who's one of the other co-hosts, he'll just put it in some water. He says it's got a sweet taste that he loves, but I throw it in a smoothie, can't even tell that it's there. And what are Super Beets? Well, Super Beets are a natural supplement that has dietary nitrates. They're sourced from non-GMO beets, and they help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure and heart health. And about 20 minutes after consuming Super Beets, you get a little burst of energy, and they're so confident that you will get the burst of energy that if you don't feel that, you don't pay, guaranteed. You also get a 30-day supply free with your first order. And you'll get nitric oxide indicator strips that you use before and after drinking the Super Beets, and then you can see that it's working. Plus, you get the free book, Beat the Odds, and all of this comes to you with free shipping. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com, 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
You know that red beets are regular dye? Natural dye?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But yours aren't red. They have taken the red out of your pills, right?
Little... No, the Super Beet powder is as red as you can imagine.
So when you put it in your liquid, it turns red.
Yes, and I also throw in spirulina, and red and green make a brownish color.
Don't spill it on your white T-shirt.
Why would I do that?
Well, early in the morning, you're knocking around in the kitchen.
You've already run your 35-mile warm-up.
Exactly.
That morning,
you're all your muscles in your body are all rubbery, and when you pick that cup up, you're just like... Jeez. All over yourself. All
no.
Over the tape. All right. Well, just making sure.
No.
Just letting you know.
No. Let's go to the Skype, where you can call in on Skype, but not right now because we have Chris on Skype. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, another Chris, and Conan.
So good to be with you, gentlemen. I wanted to call in about this situation with Ian getting kicked out of the Free State Project. I know that that's probably on a lot of people's minds today. As you guys in the studio are certainly aware, I've been expelled from the Free State Project myself.
Could you back off your
mic? I'd like to welcome you to the Pariah Club.
Chris, back off your mic just a hair. A little bit, yes. And just a point of clarification, Ian was not kicked out. He was just uninvited from their events. There was clarification sought earlier, and some of it was relayed to me, some was not. But Ian is still on their roles as a signer and a mover for the Free State Project. He's just not going to be allowed at any of their events, meaning Porkfest or FS.
They never remove anybody from their roles. I'm still receiving emails from the Free State Project after being explicitly expelled from the organization and asking them to stop, right? So they are not...
Interesting.
There were hundreds of people, after I got kicked out of the Free State Project, said, remove my name from your list, and they didn't click that ticker down one notch. They are a bunch of dishonest, lying pieces of garbage who should not be trusted with anybody's money or with any political power.
So you have, did you say you resigned or just take me off your list or whatever?
No, I was
kicked out
from the organization.
Okay.
I was explicitly expelled from the organization. I was told that I was no longer welcome at their events. They even threatened to call the police on me if I arrived at an event, which I had no intention of going to whatsoever. They started searching people's cars at Porkfest over this. They're crazy. So, but what happened was, you know, I was still getting emails from them, and I said, take me off your fucking email.
Don't say that at all. No, no, no. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
There are some programs on LRN.FM. Black Sheep Rising was one of them, and many others where cursing was quite accepted. But not this one, because this one goes over the radio.
Not on broadcast.
And maybe, yeah.
Chris, so let's jump back into this five reasons I'm not an anarchist. Written by a Libertarian Party presidential candidate, not me, and also not Gary Johnson.
Number two on the list, an anarchist society is unable to protect its citizens from foreign invasions. A fully anarchist society with no collective means of defense is at the mercy of foreign powers who have not abdicated such means of survival. An anarchist state is at the mercy of anyone who wishes to expand into their territory unchecked. The Native Americans can attest to this. The Constitution... Go ahead, Chris.
No, I was... number one, that's bogus because people... I can't remember what the meme was. I think it was something like there's 150 million gun owners, 310 million guns, and trillions... of rounds of ammunition, and then pause. If we were the problem, you'd know it, which I thought was pretty apropos.
Yeah, I know history has taught me that the last people you want to go to war with are the natives. especially if they're on the side of a mountain or they're in the woods, because those people are really hard to route out. And the Middle East is, I think, proves that history reliving itself, where you've got nations, fully equipped nations, one of them 900 bases around the world, who's been at war with these people for decades and getting nowhere fast. I mean, they're getting their butts handed to them, in fact, because these people are entrenched. And it's their land, and they're not going to hand it over willingly. And so I think that the last thing you want to do is go to war with a people who are well armed, like, for example, this old U.S.
Right, and that's the thing. And we'll get back into this in just a little bit, because we do want to go back to the phones. But you hit the nail on the head there about being well armed. The Native Americans weren't well armed.
They were armed, but they were not well armed compared to the invading peoples.
And also the invading peoples made treaties with them and then broke every treaty that was made.
They used their governments to go and forge treaties with these people, because they were all right with the fact that they needed something. They needed some power, some force to remove these people from land that they wanted. Go ahead.
Let's go back to the phones. We've got Tim in Wyoming wants to talk about Porkfest. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now, I wanted to ask a couple quick questions about the – why is it called Porkfest, for one? Porcupine. I have no – and I'm wondering why that is. And then the second question was – I'll actually answer that first question if you want first. That would be
– So it's called the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Porcupine being a mascot for the libertarian movement, or just libertarianism in general, because porcupines do not go on the offensive, but they will defend themselves if attacked. And, well, you shorten down porcupine to pork, P-O-R-C, and then right. Festival to fest, so pork fest.
One question, if you just roll up in a ball and you use your spines to protect yourself, is that really defending yourself, or is that just kind of rolling up in the fetal position?
That's being a
tough. Hold on, you're confusing hedgehogs and porcupines. Porcupines have quills that will shoot out.
No, they, what?
They can fling them with a tail.
They don't shoot out. They come out and they stay stuck in the animal that attacks them.
They can't shoot their quills out. They get stuck in the dog's nose, and that's it.
Yeah.
I want to be, all right, as far as the libertarian representative, I want to be a bear or a wolverine.
Wolverine.
Both North American animals, both go and do their own thing, and they kind of mind their own business, but they will defend themselves if you mess with them.
I'm thinking Red Dawn.
And Tim, we'll get to part two of your question, and of course, your calls. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. And the topic du jour has shifted to Ian Freeman.
Daryl,
who is not here.
How did you not know that this is what we were going to be talking about this evening?
I was hoping that it wouldn't be.
I just brought some extra show prep that I knew we weren't going to get around to because I knew what we were going to be talking about, and the callers have proven it.
I had no intentions of talking about it because, to me, it's just drama. And sitting around talking about drama is just more drama. And then people are going to sit around talking about the people that are sitting around talking about the drama, which is even more drama. We need to call this thing the Drama State Project.
I would say that we've got callers. I know. This is good to talk about for at least an hour and get it off our chest. All I'm saying is it would have been nice if Ian was on this evening to defend himself, who actually knows and who has read and has done back and forth with some of these people. All I'm saying is it's kind of, we could have done better. Because I don't know the story. You know a little bit of it.
I know a little bit of it. That's why I had no intentions of talking about it. I'm not Ian. Ian's not on the show tonight.
All right, call back tomorrow. We got callers.
Let's go back to the phones. We've got Tim in Wyoming. Tim, your first question was about why is it called Pork Fest that I believe we answered. What was your second question?
Well, the second question was essentially, what if now I've had disagreements with Ian. I mean, on the air last night, I actually was disagreeing with him, and he was running over the. I won't go on about him, but anyway, the thing was, what I was going to say is, what if somebody was to purchase the ticket and hand it to him and say, "Here's your ticket, so you can go in."
That is something you would need to talk to the Free State Project about. My understanding is that Ian would not be allowed in even if he had a ticket.
Well, I mean, honestly, to me it doesn't matter because, like I say, I butted heads with him on the air here, and honestly, this is my opinion of his view. Okay, I'm only saying it's my opinion. It's not a fact. It's what I think he thinks of me. He thinks that because I was a military policeman and I've worked with the federal government and the state government and the city government and I've done, security type work, as well. He thinks that I'm a statist. He may think that I'm an authoritarian kind of an individual, but I'm not. I mean, I hate authority. That's the reason I'm not in that line of work anymore. I don't do that. But that was me then. I mean, I was not a statist at all at the same time. But so, as I say, I butted heads with him. There was a time there, I think it was Ian and Mark were actually disagreeing on the air a couple nights ago or a few nights ago.
Yes, that happens a lot. People disagree. They still like each other.
And it was an interesting show because, amazingly enough, I found myself agreeing with Ian, which was, I was shocked. I thought, oh my God, Ian is actually saying something I agree with. And Mark was, they were at odds and they said, well, Mark was saying essentially, okay, well, if we were the same person, then I could fire you, then, because we'd be redundant. One of us would only be on the show and it wouldn't be an interesting show. Well, yeah, that's true. But when it's the interaction, now, I disagree with talk show hosts. I'm not saying anybody in particular. And actually, I do have one more question after this, too, but I'm not saying anybody in particular. I say that some talk show hosts just love to have their voice on the air rather than the caller. They'd rather have their opinion, their viewpoint, their, quote unquote facts on, represented rather than what the caller.
Right. That's why most talk shows don't take callers because they don't want people expressing a view that they disagree with. What's your final question?
Right.
We've got more people on the line that we need to get to.
The other question was, I forgot my other question. Okay. It doesn't really matter now. So. Anyway,
by the way, Tim, both Chris and I are both previous military. We both get along just famously with Ian. He doesn't. I don't call us out as statists or authoritarians because
I'm not saying he didn't specifically do that. That's not what I'm saying. It seems like the attitude, the tone of his voice when I talk about something that I'm passionate about. I know he's passionate about his views too. I'm not discounting that. What I'm saying is that when I talk about various things that I've done and various things that I believe and do, he seems to have an attitude that anybody who's ever worked for the federal government, and this is, as I say, my opinion, anybody who's ever worked for the federal government is a piece of trash and should be, shoveled under, basically. And that's the attitude he had last night when we were talking about who will be the next Supreme Court nominee, or who is the Supreme Court nominee? What will happen? That person is a statist. That person is a scum. That person is. I'm saying this, essentially, not necessarily quoting directly what Ian said, but he was of the opinion that anybody who works for the federal government, as I said, I was a military policeman.
Let me just say this because there are other callers. Anybody that gets to the level of judgeship to where they're being nominated for the Supreme Court, they're not going to be a friend of liberty.
Mm-mm.
So if you've got any more disagreements with Ian, call when Ian's on and Ian can have a discussion with you instead of us trying to relay what we think Ian may or may not think. And let's go to Skype where we have, I believe this is either Rob or Ann calling in on Skype. Hello, Rebel, whomever. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I got Mr. here next to me, too, so we can both chime in if you want us to.
Okay.
I just wanted to chime in with the whole FSP Ian drama. I've been in this community for almost like 3 years now, something like that. They use this as nothing more as a reason because they don't like Ian. And they use it as an example. They want to make an example, and that's how I feel about it. And on top of that, it's a huge disservice to the Free State Project, everyone that's a part of it, the amount of people that still haven't moved, not having FTL and LRN at Porkfest. Because I know so many people listen to that before they move and want to know what the experience is like at Porkfest. And on top of that, at Liberty Forum, Ian on marketing, like the Lifetime Achievement Awards and all that jazz, they knew his position prior to this on Age of Consent. Like, they knew that, and then they just used this reason as to basically punish Ian. Like, I view this as them just wanting to punish him.
Well, I don't disagree with you at all, Rob. This is Chris. But I can't say that that's why either. I think it's as plausible as anything else. To me, the biggest question is what are we allowed to talk about? And are topics just so taboo that they cannot be spoken of? I believe in the freedom of speech. That goes back to my days as more of a statist than where I'm at today in my life. But I believe everybody has that right to say what they feel. And I don't believe that those rights should be taken away, certainly by government. And I would hope that communities would be supportive of those. And if we go back to why we have a First Amendment, it's not to, you know, allow you to say, I love the Bruins or whatever the heck it is. It's to protect the most vile, the most horrendous speech. That was the intent.
The intention of free speech is to protect those types of speeches, not the speech that everyone wants to hear.
Right.
It's to hear the outlandish, the outrageous types of speech that you don't want to hear, because that's where, you know, the eyes will open and the governments will be challenged. The communities will be challenged when some knucklehead is pulling stunts,
right,
and going out of his way to hurt the community. You need to have the little guys, the minority on the outskirts saying, hey, you know what? Hey.
Yeah.
You're this or that, and I'm going to call you out, and I don't care if it hurts your ears, your sensitive ears.
And that's.
I would just like to know their position on LRN, because at the end of the day, Ian just gave his opinion. And if they didn't like something Ian said, why blame the entire
I wouldn't be surprised if the entire LRN is
not invited. Yeah, and that's something that I'm seeking clarification on.
Yeah,
because
I
at this point, I don't know if I want to go to Porkfest. I just want to know if I'm able to go.
Like, the problem is we're planning a wedding at Porkfest, and half our wedding party are LRN hosts, you know?
Yeah.
And this is putting a huge downer on, like, what we want to, like, just we're just living our lives, and it's affecting us in this way. But at the end of the day, like, I understand why, I don't understand it, but, you know, the FSP is an all, they can, you know, not have media agreements with FTL and LRN. I get that. But the banning of him, uninviting him, I guess you can say, quote unquote, from Liberty Events, that's like one step too far. Like, that's rubbing salt in the wound. Like, I get not associating anymore, but like uninviting him from it, he's done so much to get movers and signers that's just a ridiculous step to take. He's no Chris Cantwell. I know he just called earlier, but Chris Cantwell, you know, making blog posts about when to shoot a cop. Ian's like the most pacifist person I've ever met. You know,
Rob, thank you so much for the call, and I'll actually hold you over if you've got anything else. This is Free Talk Live, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.